Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Is Adam Carriker on the ticket.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, eight-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips it down inside the 25-yard line.
A 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here's your host, Adam Carriker.
Welcome, everybody, to Adam Carriker on The Ticket on this fine Tuesday afternoon. Technically, it's noon, so it's afternoon, so it's the lunch hour afternoon. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Adam Carriker on The Ticket. If you hadn't heard, every day, well, 4 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, noon to 1 p.m. Central Time. It is the fastest hour in radio here on 93.7. The Ticket every Monday and Friday. I'm live. Join me live Tuesdays and Thursdays. It's the Carriker Chronicles and the Big Ten Show. But alas, Monday, not a letdown, actually a step up, if I do say so myself. Former All-American quarterback Steve Taylor drops that knowledge from noon to 1 p.m. Central Time here on 93.7. The Ticket, so tune in each and every weekday, Monday through Friday, especially Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and even more so on Wednesday to hear myself, noon to 1 p.m. Central Time, grab some lunch, join us, and on Wednesdays, Mr. Steve Taylor. All right, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of great interviews I've had the pleasure and frankly the honor of doing recently. If you missed my interview yesterday with former Nebraska quarterback, turned Rice wide receiver, who was at Louisville for a week, now training for the NFL draft, Mr. Luke McCaffrey, go check it out. I'm telling you right now, it's an interview that I was surprised he said yes to. Now, I've got a great relationship with the McCaffrey family as an overall whole. Apparently, Luke's mom, when she was pregnant, is faster than I've ever been in my life. And if you want to know how that came to fruition, go check out the interview yesterday. But I asked him all the questions the Husker fans have been wanting to ask him for years, whether it's the quarterback position, Adrian Martinez, Scott Frost, whether it's the, you know, were you asked to play wide receiver? What happened to Louisville? Why were you there for 7 days? How'd you feel about the switch to wide receiver at Rice, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The team choosing not to go to a bowl game in 2020, where he stood on that and what he thought. Okay, and then I had a fan, I gave him the Doink Fan Question of the Week award, asked me a ridiculous question, but that's on yesterday's show as an overall whole. I have fun with it, ladies and gentlemen. All right, the raw honesty. Sometimes you like it, sometimes you don't, but it is what it is. All right, if you missed that interview, go back and check it out. Last Friday, Jim Pillen, former Nebraska football Hall of Famer, two-time All-Big A performer. He played the monster position, the coolest name I've ever heard for a position in sports, and obviously Nebraska's current governor. I asked him all the questions you could want to ask about Trev Alberts leaving, and man, was he honest about the hiring process of the new AD, his thoughts on the new AD, about leadership at Nebraska, the Board of Regents, our president-to-be, okay? Go back and check out that interview if you missed it. Some of the other interviews I've done. Okay, former national champion, an All-American, first-team All-Conference performer, Mr. Steve Warren. Joined me, Chris Dishman, all right, a Husker legend, multi-time national champion at Nebraska. Head Nebraska women's basketball coach Amy Williams joined me. And it's not just Nebraska, ladies and gentlemen. I love getting to talk all sports here on The Ticket and national sports. ESPN's Bill Connolly has joined me, and we had a fun, in-depth, some of it fact-based, some of it hypothetical conversation recently, okay, about college football as an overall whole, the college football playoff, et cetera, et cetera. Now, coming up, okay, later in this hour today, the fastest hour in radio each and every day here on 93.7, The Ticket from noon to 1 p.m. Central Time, whether it's myself, Steve Taylor, and or otherwise. All right, coming up in the remainder of this show, all right, I'm going to give my way too early, way too analyzed. I did way too much research for this. Had not way too much fun, but a lot of fun. You're going to hear my way too early final record for prediction for Nebraska football. Okay, they're over under projected win total 7.5. Do I have the Huskers at under? Do I have them making a bowl game? Do I have them getting back to 8 wins, 9 wins? Tune in just a few short minutes. Okay, and you'll hear that. You will also hear my gut reaction from last week, all right, to our new AD Troy Dannon's introductory press conference. I'll be honest with you. I was more than surprised. I was a little stunned at the lack of attention that was paid to this. Now, I understand. People are to the point where actions speak louder than words. I'm past that point, honestly. Okay. But I was a little stunned at the lack of coverage that this had, the lack of attention paid to it. But it's neither here nor there. I gave my gut reaction to Troy Dannon's introductory press conference, okay, because I was interested. You know, he's kind of an important piece to what we're doing here across all sports here at the University of Nebraska. Now him and Matt Rule are going to be working hand-in-hand with the Nebraska football program going forward. Okay, now he gave such quotes as, and I quote, "We're going to win," end quote. And I quote, "I didn't come home just to come home," talking about the Midwest here, "I came home to win," end quote. Now, I did notice when he was saying these things, he seemed a little bit surprised that there wasn't more of a reaction to what he was saying. Now, he didn't say anything. He didn't make it obvious. But you could just, like, little nuances, and maybe I was reading it wrong. He just seemed a little bit surprised there wasn't more of a reaction to these proclamations. And first of all, what do you expect him to say? "Oh, we're going to come here and we're going to lose, and I came home to lose." Like, you know, he's not going to say those things. Of course, he's going to speak optimistically and positively. He has high expectations for himself, which will then reverberate throughout the programs. I love personally that he hit the ground running. Okay, he technically worked one day for free. All right, if you watched that press conference, all right, interim president here at the University of Nebraska, Chris Kaborik, mentioned that they reached a deal at 351 and Troy hit the ground running, technically worked a day for free. I know you're not going to care about that. But my point is, I legit do believe this is a good hire. Okay. I truly am excited about this. I think it's an under-the-radar hire. I think with some of the frustrations recently in Huskerland, and rightfully so with Nebraska fans, from Trev leaving to Scott not quite working out and other things, you know, and the like, people are to the point where I don't even think it's actions speak louder than words. I think it's in the minds of Husker fans, and me too, honestly. By the way, if you ever get to know me as a person, I really don't care what you say.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I don't. I care about what your eyes tell me, what your body language tells me, and ultimately, I care about this. Your actions speak so loudly, I can't hear what you say. That's how I am in general. I don't care how you act when things are going good. This is me as a person. I want to get to know Adam Carriker as a person. I don't care how you act when things are going good. I don't care how you act. I don't give 2 cents to this side of a cockatoo's anus how you act when you need something from me. I want to know how you act when you don't need anything from me. And I want to know how you act when the chips are down. That's what matters to me. Now, all right, Husker fans. That was a little bit about me as a person. This is my show. Okay. Husker fans in general, just to back off that a little bit, cool down just a smidge. I think Husker fans in general, to the point of action speaks so loudly, we can't hear anything you say. So I'm sure Matt Rule feels that. I'm sure he's conveyed that to Troy. I'm sure Jim Pillen's conveyed it to Troy. I'm sure it's been conveyed. Okay, but you will hear my gut reaction at the end of this hour to Troy Dannon's introductory press conference a week ago. And I did find some interesting things. All right, Nebraska. I love talking all Husker sports, all of them. Okay, I love the fact that our Nebraska men's gymnastics team won the Big Ten regular season championship, and I'm going to be following them going forward. I love that I get to talk national sports. Again, I grew up playing football, basketball, baseball, lifting weights. That was my childhood. That was my life. My dad has a degree in carpentry. I can't build crap. Mousetrap. I did a mousetrap in an eighth grade shop class. Okay. My dad has a mechanics degree. Okay. My wife's better at changing tires than I am. She grew up on a farm, small town girl. She's absolutely phenomenal. But that just didn't interest him. My dad tried to teach me all these things. I love shooting guns. I love doing things of that nature. Oh, yeah. But those things just didn't interest me. I wanted to go hit a ball. I wanted to hit a person. I wanted to shoot. I wanted to lift. And that's what I wanted to do, ladies and gentlemen. So I spent a lot of time playing a bunch of sports. So I love talking all sports. And anybody who's followed me knows that I was actually much better at baseball growing up than I was football. But let's talk about Nebraska baseball. Done talking about me. It's my show, but my job is talk about other people and what they do well. Nebraska baseball plays Creighton later today in Omaha. Now, Nebraska's record is 20-5. They're now the 24th ranked team in the country after winning 10 straight games. They're 9-1 at home, 10-2 away, 1-2 in neutral site games. Neutral site games have not been too friendly so far in this young season. Not as young as it once was, but the Huskers are 5-0. They played 5 series this year, 3 games or more. They're 5-0 in those series. Now, the longer a series goes, the more it becomes about adjustments, the more it becomes about the players adjusting, which becomes more about the coaches coaching and helping the players adjust. So kudos to the coaching staff, Will Bolt, here at the University of Nebraska so far this year. Now, at times this year, Nebraska, early on especially, they had the number one strength of schedule, number two strength of schedule, number one RPI. Now, let's face it, playing in the Big Ten, okay, it's not known for being a baseball conference, okay? It's harder to get good at spring and summer sports when you play in the cold. It just is, okay? So that's going to hurt Nebraska's strength and schedule and RPI as we go along this year. There's nothing you can do about that. All you can do is beat the teams that are put in front of you, the teams on your schedule, and then get to the postseason and do your thing. Now, on a side note, Nebraska, let me come back to the basketball. Well, Nebraska is going to play Creighton 3 times this year, twice in Omaha. That was my side note, but there it is. Now, Nebraska is one of only, they're the only Big Ten team that's even close to being ranked. But they're one of only 3 teams in the North that are ranked. Of the top 25 college baseball rankings right now, 22 of them are from the South. And I even asked my, because you got like LSU and you got UC of Dallas or something like that. I was scrolling down. I was like, what the heck? You know, you got all these LSU, Florida State, South Carolina, all these Southern teams. I had to ask my wife. I'm like, I consider Kentucky and Virginia to be in the South. Do you as well? If you look on a map, they feel more Northern to me. But she goes, no, I consider them to be more in the South, and so do I. So 22 of the top 25 baseball teams in the country are from the South. The 3 Northern teams are Nebraska, Oregon, and Oregon State. Oregon State's been a monster in baseball for a long time, if you didn't know that. I guarantee you they're the best team in the Pac-2 conference right now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, see if I can find my spot again. All right, now Nebraska, when it comes to pitching, Brett Sears leads the Huskers with a 5-0 record and a 1.36 ERA, ladies and gentlemen. That's scolding. All right, hitting, Gabe Swanson is the Big Ten's top returning home run hitter. Now, he's had a bit of a rough season to the start so far, but I'm looking forward to him getting going, and that's going to happen because that dude's a freaking stud. All right, a couple minutes before we take a break. All right, Creighton, 20-4 on the season. They've won 3 in a row. They're 8-2 at home, 8-1 away. Neutral site games don't bother them. They're 4-1 in neutral site games. They won their first 6 games of the year, and they've won their 7 of their last 8 games. Now, let's talk about being a Jaysker. I kind of view being a Jaysker like I view rooting for the Big Ten teams. Like, I don't care who Nebraska's playing in the Big Ten, I'm rooting for Nebraska. So I don't care if Nebraska's playing Creighton. I'm rooting for Nebraska. Now, if Nebraska's not involved and there's a Big Ten team playing a non-Big Ten team, unless it's Iowa, I'm probably going to root for the Big Ten team. If it's Iowa, we'll just see. Probably not rooting for Iowa. I don't know. I digress. But I'm going to root for Nebraska no matter what. Then if it's Big Ten versus the world, I'm going to root for the Big Ten. I kind of feel the same way about Creighton. I've never been a Creighton fan. I got nothing but respect for their basketball program. Good at baseball, too. Okay, so I got respect for them. Now, when they play Nebraska, it's Nebraska all day, every day, and twice on Sundays. No questions asked. But if Creighton's playing somebody else, a non-Big Ten team, like if it's Big Ten versus Creighton, I'm probably rooting Big Ten, regardless of the sport. But if it's Creighton versus the rest of the earth, that's not a Big Ten team, I'm probably going to root for the team from Nebraska. Now, that doesn't make me a Jaysker, and you'll probably never, ever see me in a Creighton anything. And that's not disrespectful. I've got 40 million shirts, if you've ever watched my Chronicles show, and I've got about 41 million Nebraska shirts, okay? And yes, half of them are from when I played, and they still fit. That's a topic for another day. My point is simply this. I don't like Jayskering, but I don't consider Jayskering rooting for Creighton when they're playing anybody who's not the Big Ten and not Nebraska. I'm going to root for the team from Nebraska. Same thing with UNK. Same thing with UNO. Same thing with the Big Ten. As long as the Big Ten team isn't playing Nebraska, if the Big Ten team is non-Iowa and playing Earth, I'm going to root for the Big Ten team. So those are my thoughts on Jay Skirring real quick. All right, now the Huskers, again, ranked 24th nationally. If Creighton wins, do they then become ranked? There's going to be more games both these teams play before the polls come out again next Monday. Okay, predicting a baseball game is insanely hard. There's a reason you play best of seven in baseball and basketball. The one-off games, anybody can beat anybody on any given day. That being, it's so hard to predict, and this is a one-off baseball game. They're going to play three times this year, twice in Omaha, but they're not in a row. They're spread out throughout the year. So it's hard to predict. It's not like a football game. It's not like it's hard to predict a one-game baseball game unless everybody's just throwing their ace, everybody's playing their best players, which isn't how it works in every single baseball game. That being said, I ain't no Jay Skirr. I got Nebraska winning 6-5. Don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.